Jake was having to go back and forth so often that we finally just bit the bullet and bought one.
It's so worth it, right? I mean, you get your money's back after just a couple of weeks.
Yeah, that was an easy decision to make.
Oh, here, let me get you another glass.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, appreciate it.
Sweetie, you need anything while I'm up?
No, I'm okay. Thanks, babe.
Breathe. Everything's going great. Remember, she's here because she wants to be. She knows why we asked her over. She wouldn't be here if she didn't want to do this. She's also been a bit physical with me tonight. She kept her hand on my arm for so long after I walked her in. And touching the small of my back when she passed by me to get to her seat, which means she's attracted to me, I think. There's really no reason to be nervous. I mean, we've had a threesome before. Sure, it was a virtual one, so I guess that doesn't really count. But it was still sex with a third person. Technically, sort of. And you, my darling, sweet, incredible husband, have been so supportive of the idea. So nothing to worry about there. In fact, you and my therapist have been actively encouraging me to explore these desires. So why am I hiding in the kitchen? I guess, I don't know. I guess this means acknowledging what I've always sort of known about myself, that I'm a little bisexual, or a lot bisexual. There's no need to put a name to it right now.
No, come on, there's no way.
No lie. It was the weirdest date I've ever been on.
She seriously took you to a sound bath? For a first date?
I thought we were just going to a yoga class, but the address she gave me was this huge dome out in a field, and yeah. It's kind of why I've gotten off the apps. People are weird.
I don't blame you. I've heard so many stories about meeting people from dating apps.
Yeah, I feel like at this stage of my life, I'd rather have strong connections with a few people than a bunch of surface-level friendships. You know, I find it much more meaningful, I guess, when I connect with someone organically.
Oh, kind of how you two met, huh?
Yeah, that's true. It was very, organic.
It was. I feel like I meet the most interesting people at Talia's dinner parties. Yourself included, obviously. She knows such an interesting group of people.
You're right, yeah, she really does. You look up and your eyes meet mine as you take another sip from your glass. I've been feeling a little shy tonight, but I hold your gaze as long as I can before I look at her. So, speaking of us, Emily, I'm really glad you came over tonight and that you were interested in what Jake and I proposed to you.
Well, I was flattered when I got your text. And yeah, I think we did make a connection the other night. I love what you two are doing, this whole date night thing, trying new things with each other. That's great.
Yeah, it's been an adventure.
So you're okay with, well, I just don't really have experience with women, but...
Of course. You don't need to worry about that.
Have you been with a couple before?
Yeah, a couple of times. And it's like I said earlier, I'm kind of in a place right now where I don't have anything serious going on with anyone. So I'm just sort of open to whatever comes my way.
I have this weird feeling as the three of us talk so casually about what we're about to do, like I know exactly what's going to happen. And I also have no idea. We're so different, Emily and I. I'm composed, but she's wild in a way.
Why don't we move into the living room? It's a little more comfortable in there.
You're saving my ass right now. Without you here moving things along, I'd probably never have the courage to make a move. It helps that you and I talked through all of this before messaging Emily. Her mouth tastes like wine, tart and a little sweet. I wrap my hand around the back of her neck, behind her. You're pressing your mouth up against her jaw, not quite kissing her, but just taking her in. My head is swimming. Her lips are so soft, and it feels so natural to be touching her, feeling her smooth skin beneath my hands. I pull away just a little, just to look into her eyes. She smiles at me and turns her head to meet your lips. She reaches out blindly and finds my hand. Her fingers interlace with mine, and she pulls my hand up to her breasts. I run my fingers over the fabric of her shirt. My heart is racing so fast as I unbutton her shirt and slip my hand into her bra and wrap it around her breast. I knead the skin a little cautiously, trying to think of how I enjoy being touched. Her nipple starts to harden as I gently squeeze and pinch the skin. I look up, and you're pushing your face towards mine. The three of us are so close together now, like we're just one body instead of three.
Oh, baby.
Emily joins our kiss, her mouth pressing into the corners of yours and mine while your tongue slips between my lips.
Oh, let us make you feel good, baby.
Okay.
Here, stand up.
Thanks for listening to this sample of an Audio Desires original story. If you find yourself wanting more, visit audiodesires.com and access your free account to listen to some full versions of our stories. If you want to get notified about every new story we release, make sure to subscribe to this podcast. We look forward to bringing your most intimate fantasies to life.